Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The City of Eureka held a special meeting last night approving a payment schedule for obligations borne by the dissolved redevelopment agency. The agency is formally dissolved as of tomorrow, and the City Council voted unanimously approving an enforceable obligation payment plan that will cover all payment due by the agency from February 1st through June 30th. The City had previously voted to be the successor agency and to take on the obligations of redevelopment. But once the fiscal year ends, things will get sticky. After June 30th, the City will have to deal with an oversight committee comprised of two supervisors, the mayor, the County Department of Education, a representative from College of the Redwoods, a representative of the Water District, and the largest special district taxing agency, and a former employee of the City Redevelopment Agency. The dawn of the new fiscal year will bring some tough questions to the City Council, not only of Eureka, but also of Arcata and Fortuna, because the loss of funding could mean layoffs of personnel or the abandonment of projects on the planning board. The College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees voted unanimously with a 9-0 vote yesterday, giving the CR administration the authority to notify the CR faculty organization that the college may have to lay off some full-time faculty for the academic year. The layoff notices would be issued on or before March 15th if it becomes necessary to cut programs and or services due to the adverse budget scenario. CR Interim President Utpal K. Goswami emphasized that several significant recent mid-year cuts, along with the worst-case scenario for the state budget, have resulted in the action. Quote, "The vote by the trustees gives the CR district the most flexibility in adapting to the unfortunate financial climate that we may be facing in the next budget year," Goswami said. He continues, "In order to maintain the essential education services to students and the community, as a district we will be considering all viable options before considering reductions to programs, services, and personnel, and that includes management classified staff and full-time faculty," end quote. Last year when we asked Goswami about the budget, he pointed out the need for flexibility.
Clearly, you have to be flexible. You have to be able to change your tactical plans, implementation plans as things evolve. But at the same time, you stay in the direction that you're going.
Goswami added that by law, notices would be given up by March 15th. He said the college should know more about next year's state budget picture by mid-March. The Humboldt Association of Realtors announces the member awards for 2011. Honored at the association's annual installation dinner held in January were Realtor of the Year, Sharon Redd of Four Star Realty, Rookie of the Year, Kyra Mullins of Remax Humboldt Realty, and Affiliate of the Year, Chris Danowitz of Farmers Insurance. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Acting on a tip from a Reno, Nevada detective, agents from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force raided a home on Park Avenue in Arcata, arresting Christina DiGiovanni. Agents found 2 pounds of suspected processed marijuana and nearly $50,000 in cash. The money was seized for possible asset forfeiture. The arrest of DiGiovanni was sparked by the Reno police search of 35-year-old Scott Porter's luggage while he was traveling by train. Reno detectives found $73,000 in cash, which was seized, and from there contacted local authorities, who were granted a search warrant for Porter and DiGiovanni's residence. Porter was released in Reno, although charges could be filed at a later date. Caltrans will hold a public open house in 2 weeks on February 15th, so residents can get a look at a feasibility study for possible improvements to Highway 255 from Eureka to Arcata. The open house will be held at the Manila Community Center from 4:30 until 6:30 in the evening, and visitors can check out displays and ask questions to Caltrans staff. Residents who live along Highway 255 have taken it upon themselves to erect traffic signs warning drivers to slow down and have voiced frustration over a lack of response from government officials. The feasibility study will be used as a reference document for identifying potential improvement projects and allow Caltrans to develop funding sources for those projects. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.